The American Federation of Government Employees says the current state of the union is not strong. AFGE members say they're concerned about the president's proposed pay freeze and changes to their retirement and other benefits. AFGE members looked to Capitol Hill this week to rally against those proposals, but the union says the state of its own union is strong. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The American Federation of Government Employees says it has a lot to protest against this year. The president released his 2019 budget proposal just hours after AFGE kicked off its legislative and grassroots mobilization conference for the year. That request from the president included a pay freeze for civilian employees, cuts to the current federal retirement system, and a change in how much the government would contribute to federal employee health care. There's also suggestions to move from the current general schedule pay system to one that favors pay for performance. Plus, there's a broad recommendation to make more changes to the current labor management structure. All of these ideas have AFGE worried, if not more worried than it has been in recent years. Many of these proposals are familiar ones, and members of Congress have been calling for civil service reform for years during the Obama administration. But AFGE says it has strength in numbers. The union now has 316,000 members. That's up by 100,000 people since 2012. Here's AFGE National President J. David Cox.
Today, the survival of our union is at stake. The survival of our civil service is at stake. The survival of our government is at stake. So I want to know this. What are you going to do about it?
The president's latest budget request does paint a grim picture for federal employee unions. The White House says collective bargaining contracts can have a big impact on agency performance, productivity, and employee satisfaction. It says it wants to make progress and overhaul labor management relations. The budget didn't actually give many details, but it did refer to an executive order that President Trump signed back in September. That order disbanded a formal advisory panel that was designed to create better partnerships on employee-employer relations and advise the White House on them. Again, here's Cox.
Never have we faced attacks aimed at us today, and never has our survival been more in jeopardy than what it is today. That's not just hype. It's the plain truth. And I believe in being honest about where we are at. But one thing about AFGE, we don't take it, y'all. We don't take it because who are we?
AFGE.
We don't take it off of anybody. We don't take it off of billionaires, not from Congress, not from the White House. No way, no how, not ever. We ain't taking nobody's bullcrap, y'all. Are we? Not no, but hell no.
AFGE members were out this week on Capitol Hill, fighting for their concerns. The president's proposed pay freeze has AFGE members like David Bump worried.
We've given enough already. $246 billion over the last 4 or 5 years. We've got folks who aren't able to make it anyway, who are living paycheck to paycheck as federal employees, and to further cut their pay and benefits is just ridiculous.
Bump is an AFGE local vice president and an employee at the Veterans Benefits Administration in Portland, Oregon. He says morale at his office is two steps above rock bottom.
It's gotten a lot harder to get the work done because of changes to systems that VA uses and just the increased complexity of the claims that are coming in and more claims with no increase in staff. So it's been a lot more difficult.
The pay freeze certainly has the attention of many members of AFGE. Cox even spoke about the possibility earlier this week, even before the White House officially confirmed rumors about the possibility of a freeze.
By damn, I plan to kick their ass when they show up, touching our pay and our benefits. What, are you going to be there with me? Are you going to stand up and fight with me when that happens?
AFGE members are pushing for a 3% raise for federal employees in 2019. Some Democratic members of Congress have introduced a new bill that would give employees that 3% raise. But AFGE members say they want to bring attention to more than just their concerns about their own pay and benefits. Virginia Speth is a registered nurse at a VA hospital in Long Beach, California.
Just recently, last year in May, they hired 113 registered nurses. Our sale rate, which is a rate that tells us how many nurses we're losing every single month, is into the 40s. 40 to 50 nurses every single month are leaving the VA because they can get paid so much more in the private sector. As a result, the caseload, the workload for our nurse practitioners, for our physicians, for the direct care providers at the bedside, the nursing assistants, the registered nurses, their workload is so tremendous that they can't keep this pace up. They are burning out.
Speth is also a local AFGE president. She says she made the long trip from California to Washington to tell lawmakers about the challenges they're dealing with. And some lawmakers appear to be listening. Here's House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer.
And I want you to go back to your workplaces whenever you go back there this afternoon. I want you to tell every one of the people that you work with, say, gee, I wish you were there with me. I wish you were wearing that scarf or that hat or that holding that sign. Because we need to see a strong, loud, and consistent message to all those folks in the Congress of the United States. And yes, we need some Republicans who are going to be with us. Yes, frankly, we've lost some. I worked very close with Frank Wolf, shoulder to shoulder, making sure that we didn't undermine our federal employees. He was a Republican, I was a Democrat. But we shared the view that the quality of work that you do, the commitment that you have to your country and to your job, needs to be compensated in a fair way so that not only will you have a feeling of respect and morale will be high, but so that when you leave, when you retire with that secure retirement that we have to ensure you have, that we can reach out to somebody else and say, come work for us.
Hoyer was one of several House and Senate members that showed up this week to join a rally with AFGE members in cheers like this one.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Union busters got to go. Hey, hey.
But no Republican members joined the rally. Congressman Jerry Connolly says he wants to see that change.
Our fight is your fight. Your fight is our fight. I wish there were more heroic Republicans. There used to be. There used to be. I'm old enough barely to remember it. But for Keith and for me, it's lonely. So we need your help this year.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's ongoing coverage at federalnewsradio.com.